Jason Milligan joins us. Jason, how are you? Good to see you, buddy.
Great to see you guys. We're doing well.
He's the director of racing here, and one of the videos everybody loves to see is the when the horses come out of the stables or the barn.
Yes.
And so I'll go out there and film that here in just a second. Congrats on the new record. Last time we
appreciate started, it.
73,000. Crazy day.
Greatest racing fans in the state.
Yeah.
We have the greatest fans.
You have a horse that may be the favorite or is the favorite right now early on for the Kentucky Derby, huh?
Yeah, Renegade.
Yeah.
And big news for him earlier this week, which it kind of surprised me, is that the jockey committed to him for the Derby. He had his option of two or three different horses, and they went ahead and committed to him earlier this week, so that's a positive for him.
A big race this weekend out the Apple Blossom, and
yes.
Roger was breaking it down for me. This the depth now that he goes into horse racing is really
now
impressive.
That he knows how to watch videos on Oakland anyway.
That's right.
Fire good.
For those that don't know, what's the significance of the Apple Blossom?
So there's new significance to the Apple Blossom. We'll get there, but obviously the main thing is for fillies and mares, it's like the earliest grade one of the year.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like a target for the fillies and mares early in the year. Grade one, $1.25 million doesn't hurt for a purse.
Yeah.
You know, that helps.
That's huge.
The new significance this year is the Breeders' Cup has a series called Win and You're In.
Okay.
So for the first time this year, the Apple Blossom is a win in your in race.
Okay.
For the Breeders' Cup filly and mare distaff.
For the first time ever. That's fantastic.
It's also the earliest win in your in race for any of the division horses for this year's Breeders' Cup. So basically what that means is the winner of this year's race has their nomination fees paid and their entry fees paid. And basically, they have a spot reserved in the starting gate for them in October.
Is this
late October?
When you say it's the earliest, is that here or nationwide for the breeders?
Nationwide
for the breeders.
Yeah.
So the wow, that's yeah. Well, congrats on that. That's awesome.
So that speaks volumes of this place, man.
This
year.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing I was going to say, Jason, I read the other day where you guys are even looking at changing some more dates around, and you look like you're trying to find what's going to fit best to promote Oaklawn,
yes,
to help out the horse owners, and you're just trying to find that perfect fit in there, right?
Always got to move around. We all know if you kind of just say stay stagnant, it kind of gets boring.
Yeah.
So it's something we're looking at. Like I said, nothing official yet, but we are looking very closely at it.
And basically, it's almost like we've talked about the Masters today. You've got the majors and Masters. You've got the Triple Crown races,
and
especially the Kentucky Derby, and you're trying to position yourself to at the best point with that race for this discussion, right?
Yes.
That's about.
Well, it's not just that race. It's just our whole race meet.
Right.
Did 4 days a week work?
Or
do we need to go back to 3 days?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
It's those times. And that affects the calendar because you want to still get your total number of race days in.
Right. Well, I love the fact that you guys are willing to be flexible on that. And we mentioned Louis Sella going into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame tonight.
Yes.
And
Andy Wayne Lucas.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I think his wife is accepting on his behalf.
She's here.
Yeah, I hate that we did not get him in.
Yeah.
And that's why, Roger, we've talked about this before. I didn't think about, I'm very honored to have been voted in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, but do it while people are alive.
Yeah.
That's where the family can enjoy it, And so that's good that, if Lewis is only 60, Louis Sella going in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, better than, if he's not here.
Right.
And I hate
that
we
Nathan Brown.
Yeah, Nathan, that's a great point, Roger.
Yeah.
Why, if you've got a Hall of Fame, you've got to get the folks who deserve to be in there, but why not go ahead and get them in there where the family can enjoy it and that kind of deal. So.
I think the one thing in what you're saying is he has been an Arkansas Sports Hall of Famer long ago.
Yes.
So that's when you want to get him, and it may take others a little bit longer to do a little, to get that to that point. But D. Wayne Lucas is synonymous with Arkansas sports, and he's done that for many years longer.
Yes.
It's National Sibling Day. Jason, do you have siblings?
I have a sister.
Yes. You are the older.
I am the older.
Okay.
So you're big brother.
I'm big brother. I always wonder what it was like to be the big brother.
I have one, and it's tough when you're the big brother to a little brother who can beat you up. That's always tough.
Yeah. Did that happen to you?
Michael got,
Mom! Mom!
Well, it started.
Well, that happens with a little sister.
Well,
you
would tear up each other's, I remember him going up and kicking my light bright in one time when we were kids.
Your light bright?
Kick my light bright in, dude.
Man, that's killing.
And it was over. It's over. It was bad enough that all I had was construction paper that I'd already used. You know, you had to keep reusing the snowman. But he did that. Then we got into a fight when our Adam's apples dropped.
Did your dad go, knock it off? Knock it off.
Larry would come break it up, but Larry would let it go on for a minute.
Did you ever have to step in for your sister to go back off? You better treat her. Did you ever have to do that?
Well, it was different because she always kind of hung out with my friends.
Okay.
So it wasn't so much of I had to go up to a stranger type person. So in that part, I had it easy.
My dad had a brother that he was a little estranged with, and he's got a sister. He hadn't spent as much time. And I encouraged him, even though my dad's 85. I said, Dad. Yeah, I know it's your brother, you know, and you argue, but, you know, it's your brother. It's your blood. Yep. Try to figure out a way to, if you can. Sometimes, Roger, you know, you try your best, and
it doesn't
work.
It's one of those things where, you know, like I was talking with my sister, Tammy, and some of the others, is that there was a time when we all sat around waiting for every kid to get downstairs to open up Christmas presents.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, some things are irreparable. You can't do it. But we were all excited for the other one in those days, and it's terrible when families can't. It's bad enough for friends, but for families,
yes,
man, it's crazy. But you try. So I hope your dad can make amends. Get together.
He's been doing.
Who did I read that just did something like that? I just saw something on social about Wynonna Judd and Ashley Judd. She was speaking about that very thing. She's 4 years older than Ashley. They went separate ways. Wynonna spent all that time with her mom traveling and becoming famous. Ashley had to go out on her own and do that. And Wynonna has kids. Ashley does not, or at least when this interview was taking place, her mom was still alive. So that's how many years it's been. But just seeing that, and I'm sure everybody else sees it on there as well. And they just you look at that and you go, but your family.
Yeah, what could really be that? How'd you go that wrong?
Remind everybody, too, that even though you may want to come over here and there's horse racing going on, if you want to watch the Razorbacks play baseball, they play Alabama tonight. You got the women who will have Ella McDowell on a little bit later. They're playing Mississippi State. The Masters, all that can be.
Yes.
You can come over here and participate in all the things Oakland related. Do all the things we've talked about: the massages, the dinners, the casino, watching horse racing, and still be able to watch your favorite sport event.
There's only 14 days left.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
There's only four weekends, 14 days.
How was your gas tank? Is it on? Is it fumes?
We're good.
Because last year, you seem more exhausted last year than you do this year.
Yep.
So maybe the season's gone a little bit smoother?
This meat's gone smoother.
Well, and you've had some added, not responsibilities, but added info that you've had to immerse yourself in, which is this grade A with the auto to the Breeders' Cup and all those different things, all those different elements that just go into your already full cornucopia, if you will.
Now it's playing. Now we just got to make sure it follows through.
That's right.
You'll appreciate that. How old are you, Jason?
I am 54.
Yeah, you're not quite as old as us, but you can appreciate this. Two great personalities in sports birthdays today, both football. John Madden and Don Meredith.
Really?
Two of them that turned out to be great on TV. And Don was obviously Meredith, who was a staple on Monday Night Football, and John Madden and Pat Summerall.
I missed that. That was my favorite.
I think they were the best.
That was my favorite duo.
Yeah.
They were two of my daughters named after Don Meredith. Her name is Meredith.
Okay.
I was just saying.
Is that right? Did I know that?
I don't know.
Wow.
You do now.
Well, I know that you're named after Roger.
I know. How about that?
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
That's right. Turn out the lights.
And that would be his. That would be his phrase.
He did that. He sure did. Monday Night Football at its finest with those three. Keith Jackson. Keith Jackson had it that one year, but. When they had the triplets in there with Gifford and
Meredith,
Cosell.
Gifford and Cosell.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Come back with Miss Nancy Holtz. Jason, always great to see you. Congrats on a great year.
Yeah, man.
Post one or two more times this year?
That's right. One or two more times. Post time, 12:45, 3 days. That's 3 days, right?
Yes.
And what time will the Apple Blossom be run tomorrow?
Oh, it's going to be race 11 of 12 or something like that. I got 10 of 12.
I got to tell you.
It's race 10 of 12.
You're probably used to dealing with it, but it was weird for me.
I'm already 4 days of entries ahead of that.
Right, I've had other entries. It was sort of weird watching the Arkansas Derby be so late. That's the way it works, for television and all the things. What was it, 6:45 or something?
Yeah, 6:54.
It's almost 7 o'clock. Yeah. It was almost.
Why we're the only game in town.
I know. That's the strategy.
Yeah, and one quick hit for you out there. You know, we're still expecting Sovereignty Horse of the Year to enter the Oakland Handicap next week. We take those entries on Sunday. So we're kind of excited and getting prepared for Sunday for next Saturday.
I think you've teased that. Yep. You teased that. So that'll be exciting news. And by the way, I had a great dinner last night on the Bugler patio.
Yes.
As the weather. I mean,
it's that time of year.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's that time of year.
All right, Jason. Thanks so much, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys.